is going on, everybody? You are listening to the very first episode of Right Now. That's right, you're a part of history right now. Right Now, what is Right Now? Right Now is a Christian radio show. That's right, we love Jesus around here. Jesus Christ is the best, the greatest man to walk the face of the earth. We love Jesus. I love Jesus. You know, before I go any further, let me introduce myself. My name is Javan Johnson. I'm a born-again Christian. I got saved when I was about 8 years old, grew up in the church, went through a lot of different things as I was growing up as far as just dealing with the different dynamics of being a Christian in school, you know, and just being around my peers and my classmates and just kind of learning how to really to represent God. As I got older, I really learned more things, got into the Bible more, learned about evangelism, about witnessing. I mean, that's one of the things that's so key to us here is witnessing. We want to make sure that we are actually spreading the gospel, doing the great commission that Jesus Christ told us to do. You know, we want to be obedient to that word. And so right now, definitely, I work in ministry at a church called Divine Grace Ministries. I'm an outreach minister. I also do Christian rap music. So I'm definitely trying to continue to get more and more involved in evangelism in different types of ways. So that's a little bit about me. Again, this show is going to be dealing with Christian living. It's going to be dealing with getting in your Bible, staying consistent. You know, sometimes we get into our Bibles hit and miss. You know, we really want to talk about developing a good study pattern. We're going to be covering a whole bunch of topics, you know, at the end of the day. So we excited to be here. Now, to get into today's topic, the very first topic, we're going to be talking about strongholds. That's right, strongholds. You say, what that brother say? I know some people, you know, it may have got them right away. Okay, I heard of a stronghold before. I know just what that is. But for some people, you might be saying, what is a stronghold? So let's see what the dictionary has to say. Okay, here's one definition. A stronghold, a fortified place. Okay. Another definition, a place of security or survival. A place dominated by a particular group or marked by particular characteristics. By a particular characteristic, excuse me. So basically we're seeing that a stronghold is something that basically has what it sounds like, a stronghold on something. For instance, it could be something if you really like TV to the point where you kind of function your whole life around it. You know, you can't go somewhere. You can't do this or that because you have to watch this television show. That could be a stronghold. If athletics or something, you know, playing football or basketball or whatever it is. I mean, things like these can be strongholds in our lives. Basically, things that can take a grip on our attention span and really keep us involved in things that are taking our minds off of what we should be thinking about. Not to say that any of those things in and of themselves are necessarily bad, but they can be bad, you know, if used in the wrong way. Like, you know, television can be bad if you make that like your master. You know, anything is bad if you make it your master. So that's the main point I'm trying to hit home. Okay, so how do we break this down? A stronghold can be described as a specific sinful thing that a person continues to fall into on a reoccurring basis. So in this particular discussion, we are actually talking about like a demonic stronghold, something that's not good for you, that has a stronghold on you, that's causing you to fall into sin on a regular basis. A stronghold can serve as a negative spiritual security blanket, so to speak. Sometimes they can manifest as things that our flesh craves and turns to when we don't get what we want in life. So for some people, like drugs can be a stronghold. You know, they could be doing fine, and then things start happening in their life, and they just start to fall into things, you know. You know, they just continue to go back to the drugs. You know, there could be a lot of different things. We'll kind of get into that a little bit later. But one of the things I want to do right now is I just want to go to the Word right quick. You know, so if you have your Bible, if you can turn to 1 John 2:16. I want to see what the Bible has to say about this before we go too far. All right. When you get there, say amen. No. Okay, here we go. All right, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. I'm going to read that again. This is 1 John 2:16. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So basically, this is giving us a definition of the lust, you know, of different things, basically, that they can hold us back, you know, and things that are not of the Father, but are of the world. So we see one of the things called, I mean, we see like the phrase, the lust of the flesh. I mean, some people, depending on if you've been in church or not, you know, you may hear like the word flesh used a lot, you know, to describe basically the carnal nature sometimes, or basically the nature of man, you know, basically our non-spirit nature. Sometimes when you hear that, or sometimes you hear flesh, some people might be thinking about flesh. Well, I'm just thinking about like skin or like something like that. So just we deal with flesh and lust. Basically, lust is something that's like perverted in the sense of if I'm lusting after power, if I'm lusting after a woman, if I'm lusting, it's in a way that's not godly. So somebody, you know, sometimes you may see somebody who may be pursuing a woman or pursuing somebody of the opposite sex, however you want to say, it works both ways. It can be a woman pursuing a man pursuing a woman, either way. Sometimes there can actually be like lust there. You know, people may call it love, but they're really just after something else, you know, that's not really of God. So we have to be careful of the lust of the flesh. You know, also, we see the lust of the eyes, different things that we see that we see and we desire. You see somebody that has, you know, a certain type of vehicle, automobile, car, and you say, man, I just really want that. And you start to covet. Basically, you know, you really desire something, you know, to the point where it's like detrimental to you, where you like always meditating on it, where it's always on your mind. Like, this can be a problem. You know what I'm saying? This is a problem if you get to that point. And then the pride of life. Pride. Woo! Pride. Okay, now we know that pride can definitely can be a big, big hindrance in a person's life. You know, I mean, people get prideful on things and they don't want to admit, you know, sometimes people don't want to admit when they're wrong. You know, they could be doing all, you know, sometimes you hear like directions, you know, with men taking directions, you know, sometimes they that's one of the knocks, like, okay, you know, if they get lost, they don't want to take directions, you know, and that's really, even in and of itself, it can be a form of pride, you know, or not accepting help from somebody. You know, you can need help from something. You know, you may fall on tough times and God may use somebody to bless you with some money to buy some groceries or something, or bless you with something. But a prideful attitude could basically be, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to take care of this myself type of thing. So, I mean, pride can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. And we really, really got to be careful to make sure that we do not let that get into our lives, because it can be a big, big hindrance. Now, earlier, you know, we talked about strongholds being security blankets, and I kind of want to just go a little bit further about, you know, kind of with the example I was given about somebody on drugs. You know, an individual who has a stronghold of a drug addiction, you know, they may be able to live a large portion of their day-to-day lives without taking any types of drugs at all. However, in isolated situations when things get extremely hard, they return to using drugs as a way to cope with the difficulty that they're going through. The same principle can be applied to other areas as well. So, I mean, just think about it. Like, there are areas in your life, I mean, and you may have never even thought about doing drugs, you know, so you may not even be able to relate to that. But is there an area in your life that from time to time you just really kind of are like, you kind of return to that? It's kind of like your area of like retreat when things don't go your way, you know? For some people it can be like excessive, anything excess, like, you know, people just constantly watching television, instead of, you know, getting on their knees and praying to the Lord and asking God for direction and getting into the word, you know, and using that for direction, using the word, you know what I'm saying, to guide us and lead us. These are important things we really have to consider every day that we live our lives. You know, I mean, the Bible talks about renewing our minds daily. You know, every day when we get up, hopefully we have some type of hygiene regimen. You know, that consists of different things like, you know, whether it's a shower or a bath, brushing your teeth, washing your face, like all these different things, you know. And just like we do that, you know, we need to make sure that we're doing the things, the spiritual things, make sure we get in the word, you know. I mean, like, it's not like you're just going to get up and just as soon as you wake up, just run out the house, you know what I'm saying, just throw some clothes on, run out the house and go to work or go to school or go to, you know, go to church or wherever it is you're going. I mean, you're going to get ready first. And we need to do the same thing with the word. We need to make sure we're actually renewing our minds with the word, you know, to get on that word and meditate on it. Don't just read the Bible just to read the Bible, just so you can say, I read the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I read the Bible today. You know, that's good. Check. You know, don't do it like that. Actually put like your real emotion into it. I shouldn't even say emotion, but really put a real effort into it. A real effort. Make sure that you're actually in the Bible. Make sure that you're actually in the Bible, you know, and you're actually studying and meditating on it. so that you can actually, and basically meditation means, you know, sometimes people, when they hear meditation, they may think of like, you know, something, somebody with a, sitting Indian style with their legs crossed and they hands in the air, you know, to the sides of them like that. But basically meditating is thinking on that thing. When you read the verses, actually think on it. You know, how can I apply this to my life? When I'm going through X, Y, and Z in my life, how can I actually apply this to my day-to-day life? You know, these are some of the things we need to actually consider. And so I want to go to another scripture passage. This time we're going to head to James. Let me see. We're going to go to James 1, 12 through 16. Let me see here. Yes. Okay. Starting at 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. That's some heavy stuff right there. You know, right in 12, it talks about blessed is the man that endureth temptation. So when we are in these types of situations, and once again, you can think about what that stronghold might be in your life. It's so important that we don't give in to that thing. It's so important that we resist it. Continue to fight the urge to do whatever it is that's keeping you out of the will of God. We don't want to get out of the will of God. In the next verse, verse 13, it talks about let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Don't blame what you're going through on God. Don't say that God is doing this to me. You know, don't blame things on God. I mean, instead of when you feel like blaming God, if you ever get into that situation, instead of blaming him, start praising him. Start to thank him for the things he has done for you. Thank him for the gift of salvation if you have received that gift. You know, don't blame God. And then in 14, it basically lets you know, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So it's basically saying this is what's happening. It's kind of giving you a roadmap to like watch out for these things. Then when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. So it just gives you the whole little chain reaction right there, so to speak. So we really got to get into this word right there. I mean, 12 through 16 that we read not too long ago. I mean, there's so much right there that could help people, that could help us. And if we just meditate on that, you know, if you meditate on those scriptures right there, and just really get before the Lord and pray about it and meditate and pray and meditate. If you're dealing with a stronghold, then you can help, you can overcome that thing. You can get help overcoming that thing. And so we have to keep that in mind. And the thing about it is strongholds can affect believers and non-believers. So if you're a Christian, I mean, you can still fall into a stronghold. God gave us the ability to overcome that thing, but we still have to actually apply his word and do what he says to do. And you can look in the news and you can see many celebrities have been in the news for, you know, drug addictions, affairs, and other destructive behavior. You know, yet they have what many would call a dream life, you know. But what happens? Well, a lot of people, for one, they don't have Jesus, you know, a lot of them. And number two, they're falling into strongholds, you know. I mean, like they're living a sinful life and then they're falling into, you know, these certain things over and over again. So you're like, man, why does that person keep falling into drugs over and over again? Why does the person keep falling into affairs over and over again? Why does the person keep doing this over and over again? They have all this money. They have all this. They have a beautiful wife. They have, you know what I'm saying? They look at all these things. Well, I mean, sin is a very, very, very detrimental thing. It's very destructive. It can cause people to do very bad things, so to speak. So, I mean, obviously, you know, we know that, you know, but, you know, just to reemphasize that. Another thing to continue to kind of keep in your mind is that strongholds can develop when we are at vulnerable times in our life. Instead of turning to Jesus, a person turns to some other form of trying to make themselves feel better. So, I mean, you know, whatever it can be, sometimes it could be, you know, an actual individual in your life, you know, that you have such a need to connect with anytime you're going through trouble. Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely nothing wrong with confiding in people. You know, you have to use wisdom sometimes with who you confide in, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong with confiding in people, but I'm saying if there's certain people in your life that you go to when you should be going to Jesus, you never develop that relationship with Jesus, that true relationship, and you never get into your word and you're always just living off of somebody else's faith, that's a problem. So, I mean, even in those types of areas, we got to really watch out and be careful for what we do, because things can develop that we don't even expect them to. Strongholds that people fall victim to may have a temporary sense of happiness, but it actually does damage. You know, so that's the thing we got to look at. Sometimes the things that we're doing, they may seem to bring us joy and pleasure when we're doing things out of the will of God. It may seem that way. If I'm doing something that's out of the will of God, but as time goes on, those consequences come. You know, the Bible talks about sowing and reaping. When you sow something negative, you know, then you better be prepared to receive what you sowed and reap that thing negative, you know. And so that's why it's so important to repent daily. Every single day we need to be repenting of sins, you know. Like, and so it's so important that we do that and that we keep that in mind. So there are definitely consequences to that. So, I mean, the pleasures of sin only last for a season, you know, and it may be somebody out there right now that's like just looking around saying, man, I've been walking this walk. I've been trying so hard, God, to serve you and to be honest before you, God. But so many things have been happening to me that just hurt me, God. Like, what am I supposed to do, Lord? Like, you know, I'm in my Bible. I'm going to church. But this is happening. People coming at me on my job. People making fun of me. People talking about me at school. You know, whatever that situation is, continue to hold on. Continue to cling to the word of God. You know, get that word of God in you. The more you pump that word of God in you, the stronger you're going to be, the more you're going to be able to fight against those temptations and to be strong when the enemy comes against you. You know, we got to put on the armor of God. You know, Ephesians talks about that, Ephesians 6. So we got to make sure that we actually are putting on the armor of God when we're going through these things. You know, so it's very important. And the thing is, if a person does not deal with a stronghold in their life, it can lead to a reoccurring cycle of the person falling back into the same sin over and over and over again. So, you know, before we even go any further, we're about to go to break right quick. But before we go to break, I just want to ask a question, and it's something you can think on. Do you have any strongholds in your life? You can simply think about that. Now, we're about to go to break, and we're about to play a song called Fight. This is actually a song that I wrote, and it's dealing with temptation. And so I just want to leave you with that question again. Do you have any strongholds in your life?
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It's a spiritual fight. It's a spiritual battle. Temptation knocking at my door, trying to tell me where to go. But I'm a spirit-filled Christian man, so I tell it no. But it's not that easy, though, because sometimes it be calling back. Like a telemarketer who's constantly trying to chat. The way that I react is crucial to my testimony. I want to represent Christ right and never be a phony. Focused on the task at hand, it's essential to my plan. So, of course, the enemy wants to come and distract you, man. My defense against this is the word of God. And seeking Jesus diligently, making sure I'm not caught up in the flesh, doing things that will set me back. When temptation comes, God looks at the way that we react. It's easy to praise God when you're getting what you want, but will you still praise God when you're steady getting tongue? From an unbelieving generation mocking out of faith, always seeking instant pleasure, they have not learned how to wait. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight, every day renew your mind. Remember, we are the branches and Jesus is the vine. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight, every day renew your mind. Remember, we are the branches and Jesus is divine. The enemy of our soul desires to take control of our destiny. He wants to destroy our legacy. So think about this next time that you feel enticed to do something that you know will not please Christ. One decision that we make can change the whole course of our life. Be not weary in what doing, don't despise what is right. Hold yourself accountable, know the things that trigger you. Be faithful to the Lord and he will deliver you. Be consistent in your walk, it's not a one-time thing. Learn to weather the storms, no matter how hard it may seem. Cause it's not just about the praise you shout while in the church, but also how you handle yourself around people that are working at your house while all alone when everybody else is gone. Are you out of control or do you imitate the cornerstone? This is something God knows. It's impossible to hide. Confess your sins and turn from them and lay aside the foolish pride. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight, every day renew your mind. Remember, we are the branches and Jesus is the vine. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight, every day renew your mind. Remember, we out the branches and Jesus is divine. Don't ever let the devil bring you down. God can still set you free even when you feel bound. So confess and turn away from that sin and war with that thing until you beat it and win. Don't ever let the devil bring you down. God can still set you free even when you feel bound.
So confess and turn away from that sin, and war with that thing until you beat it and win. Life been thrown so much at you, it's hard to keep a steady pace unless you focus on the will of God and learn to seek His face. Nevertheless, questions arise. Sometimes we tend to wonder why we have to go through so much warfare when we made a sacrifice to live for Christ, trying our best to adhere to His commands. I know it doesn't seem like grief would ever be part of His plans, but He has a reputation of using difficult situations to strengthen His people. So we should learn to be patient, meditating, hiding His word deep within our hearts, and walking by faith even when it may not seem too smart of a decision, and realize God has divine vision. He's sovereign and able to see the future with precision. He can use circumstances to get our attention and take our relationship to a higher dimension. So be strong in times of sorrow when you've been tried and tested. Even the seed has to die before the fruit is manifested. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight. Every day renew your mind. Remember, we are the branches and Jesus is the vine. If you find yourself trapped in a certain type of sin, repent, get it right, and put your faith in Christ again. Continue to fight. Every day renew your mind. Remember, we are the branches and Jesus is the vine. Don't ever let the devil bring you down. God can still set you free even when you feel bound. So confess and turn away from that sin, and war with that thing until you beat it and win. Don't ever let the devil bring you down. God can still set you free even when you feel bound. So confess and turn away from that sin, and war with that thing until you beat it and win.
All right, we're back. Hopefully that song ministered to you in some way, shape, or form. Okay, now as we continue this discussion, it's important to know that as Christians, God has given us the ability to overcome temptations and triumph over the enemy. You know, we've been talking about strongholds and how they can affect us and things like that. But the important thing is to know that we have the power through Christ Jesus to overcome those things. So how do we break strongholds, or how do we avoid strongholds? One of the things we got to do is we got to live a holy lifestyle. We need to read our Bible. We need to pray on a regular basis. We also need to abstain from doing negative things. We need to watch who we're hanging around. You know, I mean, are people sowing good seeds in your life or bad seeds in your life? Positive things or negative things? Things of God or things of Satan? I mean, if you constantly taking in things that's not of God, just bad things, you know, whether it's through watching TV, whether it's through hanging around people all the time, and they constantly feeding you things that's not healthy, then you're going to produce a result that's not good for you. It's just like in the natural. If you constantly eat junk food all the time and people constantly feeding you junk food, well, then, you know what I'm saying, it's going to take a toll on your body. So we got to think like that. Also, it's something we mentioned earlier, renew your mind every day. We got to renew our minds daily. So every single day when we wake up in the morning, you know, we need to renew our minds. We need to be in that word to the point where is we making sure that we have God's word with us every single day. Now, I know I talked about praying and reading your Bible every day. You know, but also we need to meditate on that thing, too. We need to make sure that we meditate on it and we renew our mind every single day, getting up with a positive attitude. Don't drag in a negative thing that happened yesterday into today. Let that thing go. You know, also, we need to repent of our sins daily. You know, this is important every single day to repent of our sins, to turn away from that thing. Repenting of sins is not just asking for forgiveness, but it's actually doing a 180-degree turn away from that thing. So you discontinue what you're doing. It's not just every single day doing the same thing. You know, every single day you do the same thing over and over again. Then ask for forgiveness. God, please forgive me. Then go back Monday and do it. Then Tuesday and Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not the way it works. So we got to make sure that we are actually, you know, repenting of our sins daily and turning from those things, you know, and we got to make sure that we remove ourselves from environments that are negative influences. Now, I talked about that earlier. We're living a holy lifestyle. You know, any environment, you know, we got to remove ourselves from that situation. Now, sometimes we may be in situations where we just can't help it. We, you know, there may be certain things, discussions going on at work, you know, that we just can't avoid, you know, just because of how we position, where we are at, you know, in the cubicle or in the shop or wherever you are. You know, you may just hear some things that's not of God. So that's why you have to renew your mind every single day. You know, you don't want that stuff to start building up, because then you can have a problem if it, you know, if that builds up. So it's very important. Another thing is when you hear things like this unholy conversation, it's very important. Your response to that stuff is very important. Meaning if people are telling dirty jokes at work, don't laugh at the jokes. You know, if you laugh at the jokes, it's like you giving approval to it. And people are watching you. If you say you a Christian, people are watching you to see basically, okay, how he going to react to this when I tell this dirty joke? Or how she going to react to this when I say this? If I'm gossiping about this person? You know, all these different things are definitely things that people watch. The Bible talks about us being living epistles. You know, basically, an epistle is like a letter. So basically, people are reading us. You know, some people may never step foot into a church, so they're reading us. They're reading our conduct. How do we react when they say this or that? you know. So we got to be very mindful of that. And so one of the last passages I want to go to is in Hebrews chapter 12. And we're going to be, let's see, we're going to be at chapter 12. We're going to go verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is looking before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's powerful right there. You know, I mean, no matter what happens, continue to stay the course, continue to stay focused. You know, we see in the Bible, it talks about us like running the race, you know, and then one of the things about a race is, you know, I mean, and there's different types of races. For one, I mean, I ran cross country at one point. Thing about a cross country race is you got to pace yourself. It's not a sprint. You know, it's like you got to pace yourself. You just take off in the first 100 yards or whatever real fast, or you know, you give it all in like you sprinting. You know what? It's a lot longer than that. I mean, a cross country race is like 3.1 miles, at least in high school. You know, and so that's one of the things you really gotta be mindful of is, are you running with patience? Are you running with endurance in mind? Are you gonna endure this thing? You know, or are you just trying to hurry up and just sprint through it? Because if you sprint through it and you burn yourself out, then you don't have anything left when the other temptations and trials come. So it's very, very important that we make sure. That we have that type of mindset every single day of our lives, every single day, renew our minds every day. So, I mean, I definitely want to encourage people, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been battling with, continue to keep your mind stayed on Christ. Continue to keep your focus on Christ. All right. So we just about to wrap up this program. I want to thank everybody for joining us for the first episode of Right Now. And I want to let you know that Right Now is an extension of the Oracles ministry. The Oracles is an online ministry. It has a lot of things on there. We're a new online ministry. So when you get a chance, check out ChristianOracles.com. You'll see writings. You'll see more podcasts. You'll see videos. You'll see all different types of things, music, a lot of things dealing with the Christian culture. So I want to invite you to check that out. You can also feel free to check out my website, EternalExample.com. That has some of my music and stuff on there if you're interested in that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So God bless. Until next time, see you later. Peace.